Good morning, everyone. That was terrible. You weren't listening. Good morning, everyone. That's a little bit better. It's lovely to see you all out this morning today as we celebrate Children's Day, Young People's Day, whatever you want to call it. It's just a day where I get most of the day off, and all the boys and girls are going to, well, not all of them, but most of the boys and girls are going to do the hard work for me. So they'll be coming up and down to do readings and prayers and lift the offering and all of those sorts of things. So I want to say thank you to them. Thank you to everyone this morning who prepared breakfast, and thank you to all of you folks who came and shared that breakfast, and for all who tidied up. It was really good this morning to just share that time together. And of course, we share time together after our service as well. You're all welcome to come around and join us in solid ground afterwards for a cup of tea, coffee, and not just the usual old dry biscuits that Sandra provides us. Maybe it's just me. I hear everybody talk about these great biscuits. Whenever I get there, it's now the hobnob with no chocolate on it, another thing like cardboard. But this morning, we have some leftovers. That's the only way I can describe it. Some leftovers from yesterday. We had a great day yesterday at the car wash for the Croatia team. And I want to say a big thank you to everyone who prepared for that. They were in the night before, and all of the work that went on to make that such a good day. All the people who washed cars and tidied up and did all of that. And when they counted the money last night, there was £750 roughly lifted yesterday. So folks, thank you very much for supporting that. And that money will go out to the church in Croatia. And we're going to hear a little bit about just that Croatia trip later on in the service. So thank you very much. Come along. And if you want to make a donation this morning for your extra special tray bake or bun, then that money will also go to that £750 total to help raise that a little bit more. So we encourage you to all come around and join us for a cup after the service. And if this morning you're here with your young one and you get a little bit tired of wrestling with them, if they get a bit restless halfway through the service, our creche is available. It is set up this morning. There's no one manning it, so don't take your children and put them in the door and then close it because they'll be on their own. There is a television where the cameras and all will be working, so you'll still see the service. But if you just want a wee break, and the welcome team will show you around there. So if you just make your way to the door, a member of the welcome team will show you around to the creche if you need to go around there at all at any time. After the service this morning, Alan has asked me to ask the members of the committee here today to meet for a short meeting in the quiet room just after the service. And also, John Cranston's running around with a clipboard looking for money. So, men, if you have your name down for rugby tickets, please get John paid today. Next Sunday, we want to try and get that bill sorted out very, very quickly. Wednesday night, our discipleship groups are meeting all together, and we are going to meet here at 7:30. Now, I know on the announcement sheet it says 8 o'clock. The reason why we want to meet here at 7:30 is if the weather's good, we're going to go up to Mount Stuart for a little bit of a walk around Mount Stuart first. So if we all meet here at 7:30, we can make that decision as to whether or not we're going to go for our walk or whether we'll just stay here in the church. So please, if you're a discipleship group leader or member and there's someone in your group who's not here, can you text them or tie the information to a pigeon or something to try and let them know the change of time. Meeting here, 7:30 sharp, and then we'll decide where we're going and what we're doing. Next Sunday is Father's Day, and we have some special decorations for Father's Day. So some of the men that I've been speaking to, hopefully you've remembered that. And if you've got something that you're a man and you're proud of it, bring it with you. It's like Christmas morning. You know on Christmas morning the children are allowed to bring their favorite toy. Men, you're allowed to bring your favorite toy on Father's Day. We'll find a place for it. We just want to demonstrate and highlight all the passions of the men in the congregation. So bring along your favorite toy, as long as it fits in. You know, it's not inappropriate in any way. Bit of wisdom, please. Holiday Bible Club. We're looking forward to the summer. We're just finishing off Madhouse, and everyone's going, oh, this is the end, I'm getting a break. And now I'm announcing that we want you to come to a meeting about the Holiday Bible Club. So we are having a meeting of the Holiday Bible Club. The date has been changed. It's on the dates for your diary in the announcement sheet, to the 28th of June at 7:30. So please, if you're involved in that, make a note of the change of the date and come along to that meeting. And I just wanted to say, Monday night we have the food safety training. Lots of people have put their name down. Great job, thank you. It says it's in solid ground, but the venue has been changed, I think, to the upper room. So when you come in, don't go to solid ground. Go to the upper room. There's a little something else happening in solid ground then. So I think that is all this morning by way of announcement. Other than me to say a big thank you to our Madhouse crew, leaders, helpers, for a year of dedicated service every Sunday. We see how many children are going out here. We see how long Graham has to play the last few bars to get all the kids out. We've got lots of children. They're well represented here this morning. And it's a great work that happens from September through to this time of the year. So folks, thank you very, very much. All those folks with red t-shirts on. And I think as a congregation, we should just show our appreciation. Give them a round of applause. And then I'm going to invite Doolan to come up and open our service of worship with a reading from Galatians chapter 3.
For you are all children of God through faith in Jesus Christ, and all who have been united with Christ in baptism have put on Christ, like putting on new clothes. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus, and now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham, you are his heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you.
Yes, we are one in Christ, so we're all going to stand together now and sing our opening praise, In Christ Alone.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my life, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless faith, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. To on that cross has Jesus died. The wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid.
Now we're going to be led in prayer as we pray for forgiveness. We ask God for things. We say please to him. And we say thank you to him. And Johan, Hannah, and Ben are going to come up and lead us in this prayer.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we are sorry for the times we have acted badly, like when we make fun of people even though we don't mean to be offensive. It might be to them. We are sorry for when we lie to our friends, family and parents because we know it's wrong and it's always really hard to do. We are sorry for putting others down, thinking badly of them or judging them. It is not nice and we should be being nice and not nasty to one another. We are sorry, God, for not always putting you first, that playing our PlayStations and playing with our friends are things we always want to do before having to read our Bibles and say our prayers. For all this is not nice, and we should be sorry for all of it.
Please help anyone that is sick or not feeling well. Please help look after those who have lost someone and are feeling sad and lonely. Please help any newborn babies to grow up strong and trust in you. Please help any P6 pupils with their AQE work and exams that they have coming up, and help all the P7 pupils be brave as they move to their new skills. Also, please help those in preschool who are moving up into P1. Please help us to always follow you and want to be your friend so that we can share our friends with you.
Thank you, God, for giving me a loving family for my dad, mum, my big sister, my grannies and granda, aunties and uncles, and all my cousins with whom I have so much fun. Thank you for all the farmers who put food on our plates, and thank you for the recent spell of good weather, which has helped the crops to germinate and grow. Thank you also for my teachers, both at school and church, for all the time and commitment they give to teaching me. Teaching me and making it fun. Lord, thank you for always being with me and guiding me in all that I do. Amen.
Okay. I'm a wee bit taller. Okay. We're going to have some singing now, and the Mad House Juniors are going to come up. And they're going to sing for us, Who's the King of the Jungle? And then we're going to sing another one after that, but we're just going to have them singing to us, Who's the King of the Jungle? So the Madhouse Juniors, you want to come up? Very good, very good. You could be louder, couldn't you? You could be more enthusiastic, couldn't you? I think you need help. I think there's maybe some boys and girls here, there might be three or four boys and girls that are going to go and get somebody to help with this. Okay, boys and girls, you know who you are. They're going to go and everybody's starting to dive under the pews. You know what's coming next. So the three or four boys and girls who have been previously chosen to go and get somebody, go now. Oh, three or four, five or six or seven or... Now, parents are not going to deny their children, are they? There we go. Now, I hope you adults were watching those actions there. And if not, there's three people on the ground that are doing them very well. Oh, well done. Now, you shouldn't forget about the words of other folks, so don't be just concentrating on the accent. So, when you're ready, Graham, nice and loud. All right. Said you could go anywhere. No, go. No, you can take your seats again. The boys and girls are going to sing for us again. I'm in, I'm out, and you know what's coming next, don't you? We all have to watch the actions. The boys and girls are going to sing this through twice, and then we're all going to stand and sing it through together with actions. So everyone, watch the boys and girls, and you sing up good and loud, okay? Ready? We go. Service those two songs are the other way around, and Barbara, she goes, we can't do them the other that right way because this one's when we're done, we're naggard. So let's all stand and be naggard as we sing about the joy we have. So ladies, you should stand up as well, I think, and show everyone your skills there. Stop hiding on the floor. Well done. Now give them a round of applause. They were flat out on there. Okay, let's all sing together. Well done, boys and girls. You can go back to your seats. And now we've got Ben, Ethan and Lewis, and they're going to come to read to us from God's Word, from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So come on ahead, boys.
Has many parts, but all its many parts form one body. So it is with Christ, for we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body. Whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body.
The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you, and the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and the parts that we think are less honourable, we treat with special honour, and the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has put the body together, giving greater honour to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it.
Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it. And God has placed in the church, first of all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kind of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, do all work miracles, do all have the gifts of healing, do all speak in tongues, do all interpret? And I eagerly desire the greater gifts, and yet I will show you the most excellent way.
We're going to now continue to worship God with our offering while Ben plays. Archie, Caleb, Zach, Jed, Bryn and Amy are going to receive our offerings. Your offering will now be received. Let's all pray together. Lord, we thank you today for this opportunity to give our money that you have given us back to you and to the work of your kingdom. We thank you for the money that the boys and girls collect every week and for the work that goes on with Stand By Me, their charity, and for the work that they do, just helping young boys and girls who don't have all the things that we are blessed with. So today, Lord, we give you this offering and we ask that you would bless it for your kingdom, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're all going to stand together now and sing again. Our God is a great big God, and God is big. He's the God who can take this money and use it in parts of the world that we will never ever go to. So when we sing about this great big God, just think of all the work that he's doing around the world. Let's all stand together and sing Our God is house leader, Louise, is going to come now and talk to the boys and girls.
Is this on? Am I good to go? I'm just going to have to use that.
Lou!
I thought since it's my first year, I would do the talk today. And I know you're all used to me talking because both the juniors and the seniors have had me this year in MAD, so you're used to me, aren't you? So you know who I am. Don't need to explain myself. Well, today we're talking about the body of Christ, which sounds a bit funny because you're like, the body of Christ? It's not just the physical body of Jesus. That's not really what we're talking about. Because if you're listening to the reading, now the reading is quite hard to understand. Even when I read it, it's hard to understand. It's talking about different parts of the body. Like, name me a part of the body. Archie. The leg. Oh, here, I'm getting technical. Is that better? I could bust out an Adele tune, you know? Sing like Adele, dance like Beyonce. No?
If you'd stand at peace.
So like my husband.
Done. That's how it's done there, Glenn.
Bad enough having two. So you got a leg. What other parts of the body are there? Poppy. The head. Other parts. Caleb. What is it? The tummy. That's my favourite part. I like the fillet. Emily. The heart. See, there's lots of different parts. There's parts you can see and there's parts you can't see. It's a bit like the church. Okay, which is what I'm going to talk about today, but I'm going to show you something that's going to relate to that. Now, you just have to follow me. So I have a big, massive bag here. Looks like I can give my presents, doesn't it? It's like Christmas. But you won't want what's in here, trust me. It's not going to be nice. Can I just declare at this point that everything in this bag is not all mine? Most of it is. So if there's an aroma, it's not always my fault. So I'm just warning you. So I have to do this in the order. So anybody guess what's in my bag? Caleb? Toys? Nope. Archie? Ooh. That's a bit dark there, Dale. Yes? What is it? Can't hear you shout. Shoes? Might well be. So I'm going in, and the first ones I want to get out are, oh, these definitely aren't mine, okay? What are these? What are they? I know, are you saying, Jude? What are they? They're not mountain boots. They're like mountain boots, but they're not mountain boots. Who knows what they are? Ben. They're work boots. So when would you wear these? When would you wear these sort of work boots? Would you wear them to be a dentist? No. Where would you wear them for? Josh. When you're working, like, but where would you be working to wear these? Quite heavy. Get a wee workout. What sort of person would wear these working? A builder? Yes, that's right. Now, these belong to Norman, by the way, can I just say? So you know they're not mine. And I did ask for dirty ones because he wanted to bring me clean ones, so there you go. So these are builder's work boots. And what do you think? Why do you think a builder wears those sort of boots? Poppy? Yeah, so it looks after their feet, make sure their feet, because if you're working on a building site, it's really dangerous. You could get a nail in the foot or you could drop something on it and it wouldn't be nice, sure it wouldn't. So have to have big, thick boots, doesn't he? Now, do you think, what else do I have in this bag? Oh. Now, what sort of shoes are these? Boys, I'm a bit worried that you are the first one to put your hands up. Cassidy. Or Madison, sorry. Sandals, but what sort of sandals? Yeah, Abigail? High heels, these are mine. Okay, now when do you think I would wear those high heels? Harry, or yeah, no, got it right first time, didn't I? Harry, sorry. When do you think I'd wear high heels? Anybody else know when I'd wear high heels? Emily. When I go to a wedding, so if I'm going somewhere nice, why else do you wear high heels? What do you think what's the reason for it? Abigail again. Where to the beach? Oh, I can wear high heels up and sink into the sand, I think. Ben. That's exactly why I wear them. Because then once I wear them, I'm the right height for my weight, and that's how it all works, you see. So, yes. So, would I wear these shoes if I was a builder? No. Why? Because what would happen? Poppy. I could hurt my feet. My toes are out and everything. I could injure something, couldn't I? Let's see what's else in here. Oh, here. These are here. I'm trying to get these out, but I can't get them. Oh, there we go. Now, what about these bad boys? Again, these aren't mine either. Yes, they are yours. Yes, that's right. What are these? What are these? Everybody should know what these are. Welly boots. Right. Now, when would I wear my welly boots? Would I wear them going to the beach? No? When would I wear them? Caleb? Going somewhere muddy. Yeah, I love a big muddy day. And what would we like to do? We'd like to jump in the big wet puddles and play in the mud, don't we? So why wouldn't I wear my sandals in a muddy, if I'm going to do a muddy field or anything, why wouldn't I wear my nice high heels even? My feet would get dirty, do you know what I mean? Wouldn't they? And I'll get all the stuff in between my toes, and that wouldn't be nice. Sure it wouldn't. So my wellies are there to keep my feet dry and to keep my feet clean, aren't they? So that's my wellies. Right, here's my favourites, all right? Ha! What are these? What are they? Archie? My flip-flops. Yeah. Now, when would I wear these? When it, Samuel? I'm going to the beach. Yeah, that's right. I'd wear them. And well, not today because there's the rain come, but I would wear them today when the sun was out, wouldn't I? Now, what's the point of having flip-flops? Because, you know, there's nothing to them, really. Sure, there's not. Why would you wear the flip-flops? Why are they? To get your feet tanned, that's right, get a wee tan line. And they're also good on the beach, aren't they? Because if I was wearing the big work boots on the beach, what would happen to my feet? Caleb. I would stink, but also something else. Ben. My feet would stink. Now, that people might say that happens, right? So we'd get all hot, and then we'd get sweaty, and then they would get smelly, wouldn't it? So my feet would get too warm. So that's why I wear flip-flops, to keep them cool. Oh, here's my next one. Now, before anybody says it, they're not puss in boots, okay? And they may look like it. These are my own. So what are these? Anybody know what these are? Madison. Boots. And when would you wear these? What sort of season would you wear these in, Adam? Autumn or winter, wouldn't you? Yeah, you're relieved now, aren't you? And then, why would you wear them in the autumn and the winter? Why wouldn't I wear my flip-flops in the autumn or the winter, Emily? My feet would get too cold, wouldn't it? Like with the snow and all coming and everything, they might freeze, I might lose a toe, and that's never a good combination. Sure, it's not. I wouldn't want that. Sure, wouldn't. Right, here's my next one. Oh, here. These are my favourites as well. And actually, Alison Upin, where's Alison? Alison will know these because she sees me in these all the time, probably, and I see her in hers. What are these? Andrew? Trainers. Hands up if you all got a pair of trainers. Hands up if you got trainers on today. No, no trainers on today. Some of you do, some of you don't. Now, when would I be wearing the trainers? Running out running, did you say? Yeah, that's often when I wear them or when I work out. And these are good. Now, why wouldn't I run in a pair of welly boots? Adam. They would fall off, yeah, no, and they would get too hot, and they're too heavy. I've tried running in welly boots, it's not good. And I'm clumsy at the best of times. So I've got my work boots, I've got my high heels, I've got my wellies, I've got my flip-flops, I've got my winter boots, and I've got my trainers. I've only a couple of more left in here. What do you think left in here? Oh, now, these really smell, but these ones aren't mine. What are these? Yeah, now these live outside, these are that bad. So what are these for? Abigail. Playing football, aren't they? Because they've got, but what have they got in the bottom? What are those things are called? Poppy. Studs, and what do they do? What are they for? Archie. So it gives you grip in the grass, isn't that right? So it sinks into the mud a bit. And these are for playing sports. You get special shoes for playing sports, don't you? But could I go for a run in these? Could I go out in the road and go for a run? What would happen? Yeah, Jude? Yeah, and yeah, you'd rub the studs off and there wouldn't be any use anymore in the football pitch. Sure they wouldn't. Or, and I would fall. I wouldn't want to do that. So they're for a certain thing, aren't they? They're for playing sports. And then these are my last ones. Oh, again, these aren't mine. And these are probably a bit whiffy too. What are these? Somebody said these at the very, very start. Jude, I think you said these at the very start. Do you know what these are? They're walking, climbing boots. I mean, where would I walk or climb in these? And or Caleb? The mountains, wouldn't I? Now, but if I wanted to go up the mountains, would I not wear these lovely boots here? Why wouldn't I wear these lovely boots to go up the mountains? Samuel? Yeah, they would rub, wouldn't they? They're not made to go up mountains. They're slippy. You need, because mountains can be awfully dangerous, can't they? And they don't look after my ankle, those bits, but these ones go around my ankle, don't they? And they look after me. So we have our work boots, and we have our high heels, and we have our wellies, and we have our flip-flops, and we have our nice winter autumn boots, and we have our trainers, and we have our football boots, and we have our walking boots. Now, tell me this. Are they the same, or are they different? They're different, aren't they? Why? What makes them different? Poppy. Right. They're not the same because they all do different things, don't they? And that's just like the body of Christ, like the body of church. All different things. So each of these things have a different purpose. In other words, they do something different. Football bits are for playing football in. Flip-flops are for keeping your feet cool, okay? High heels are to make you taller and to make you feel nicer or look nicer. And they all have a different role to play. And that's a bit like all of us in church today. We have been gifted by God with different talents and different, just God has made us all different. But he's put us all together like different parts of the body, like the heart and the head. So the walking boots represents Norman. Norman wants to come up to the front. I'm going to have beautiful models, you see. So, and why Norman represents our church is Norman's what I call a prayer warrior. If I ever wanted anything to be prayed for, if I was upset or worried or I needed help, and I would go to Norman, because Norman, I know God has gifted him with such a talent in prayer. And the high heels, I would go to Holly. Where's our lovely Holly? Holly, if you come up behind the high heels. I'm just saying, by the way, I'm not matching the shoes to the person involved in case there's a man in love with high heels or something here. Holly. Holly has the voice of an angel. She can sing. As much as I like to think I can sing like her, in reality, it doesn't sound the same. But God has given her that talent, and she's in this church, and she uses her voice in this church. And then we have Barbara. Barbara, you're going to come up and stand behind these lovely wellies. And Barbara's actually, do you know what Barbara's job is? Does anybody know what Barbara's job is? She's a social worker. Barbara works with children. Her job is to make sure that all the children that's under her care are looked after. So Barbara, you know, is there to look after all the children here in her area. And then next up, and under the flip-flops, is Julie. And Julie's one thing I love about Julie, Julie's my go-to person. If I'm worried or anything, Julie is caring. Julie has been blessed with the biggest heart from God. Cares about everybody. And so, you know what? Her career is a nurse, so it's just a calling, isn't it, Julie? Oh, you're cool too, like. That comes at the end, do you know what I mean? And then, here's the next one. Now, this woman, you probably don't know who she is, but you'll see her work all around the church. And this is Agnes, if Agnes wants to come up to the front. And Agnes and I worked together on a project that Neil gave us. And Agnes makes beautiful things with her hands. She knits for people. She makes the beautiful banners that are hanging out the back. God has given her the gift of being really creative. And crafty, not crafty in a bad way. She was a lover. But she's been blessed with that. And then there's the trainers, and that's going to be Barry. Now, you all probably know Barry as Rebecca's daddy. Right? But Barry is really, really good at maths, aren't you, Barry? No? Go on, Barry, 10 multiplied by 5, go. Jimmy, there you go. Nobody is. He is very clever. And you know what it is? He's really good at maths. And his role in this church is to look after the money of the church and make sure it's all counted. So all the money we collected today, Barry looks after it, and he gives us money to do things in MAD. And that's what God's gifted him with, and that's what he does in the church. And then we have Adam. If Adam wants to come up to the front. So what Adam has is a gift of sport. Adam's really good at football. You probably just need to hear that. He's like, he's big enough. But he's really sporty, and he loves to play sports, and he loves to use that sport. And he likes to use it when he's out in the football pitch. Sometimes he doesn't always show it, but sure. And then last but not least, we have Neil. And Neil, bring Nathan, that's fine. Yeah, more the merrier. And what Neil is, Neil's our teacher. So Neil's role in the church is to teach us all.
Counting this morning.
You probably take over Barry's job then. So each person here is different. God has given them different things, different talents, just like we have different shoes. But they all have one thing in common. And that is everything that they have that makes them unique and just themselves, whether it's being creative or being a teacher or being caring or being able to sing like an angel or whatever it is, God has put them together to make one body of a church. So separately, if Neil was a teacher and there's nobody here to teach, then he wouldn't be a teacher. If we weren't here and there was no money to be collected, Barry would have no money to count. If we weren't here, Julie would have nobody to care for, and Norman would have nobody to pray for, and Holly would have nobody to sing with or at or anything, or to. Sorry, thank you. Better terminology. You know, God has put us all together, like different parts of the body, and you can't just be on your own, because we work better and stronger when we're together, just like everybody's standing at the front. So when we're together, we're one body and we're stronger. And we're making this church stronger. And that's the way God likes to see it. Okay? Thank you very much for all the... Give everybody all the beautiful assistants a round of applause. Thank you. I'm gonna leave them now.
those were yours, Glenn, but man, do you need old readers in them, boy. No, thank you very much, Louise. We're going to all, we're not going to sing together. The seniors are now going to come and sing to us My Lighthouse. So if the Madhouse seniors would like to come down to the front, they're going to sing to us. Different things, and we're represented by different
types of shoes, and in this place we all have different abilities and gifts. We're all different shapes and sizes, old and young, boys and girls, mummies, daddies, men and women. But also, that extends beyond this place, all the way around the world. And as you know, we have a team of people who are going out to Croatia, to a church in Croatia. So Norman and Barbara have come up. They're both going on the team.
Norman has been before, Barbara has never been before. And they're sort of helping to lead this team. So I'm going to ask them a few questions, and they'll just answer into that microphone there. I'm going to ask Norman first. Norman, you've been before to Croatia, and we've been to church there together. What would you say are the main differences? What are the big things that are different between Grey Abbey and Zadar in Croatia?
Okay. Zadar church are you talking about here?
No, the country itself.
Well, the country itself is, well, as beautiful as Grey Abbey. You know, if I could describe it in this way, you don't really see beaches. You just see water coming right up to the road edge, and it's lovely crystal blue water. And it is a stunning country. And if ever you get a chance, and hopefully, you know, after we're finished the mission week, we're going on for a week to discover a bit more of Croatia, and hopefully we'll see a good bit more of it then. But it is a lovely country. There's Zadar is a lovely place. Certainly, there's a lot of tourism about it, because it is becoming that way. But there's a lot of poor bits about it as well, as we've seen when we drove around Croatia. There is people still living in wooden huts and things like that. So you know, there's a poor side to it as well as a rich side. From the church point of view now, I would say the church would be about the size of the sort of the middle of downstairs here, with maybe that size there over, and that would be sort of the size of the church to the front here. And it's a very lively church. They've a lovely a group at the front, and one of the lead singers is actually their prayer convener. So Scott, you better watch out. But they are very, very like to like with us from a church point of view. But obviously they're not a rich church by any means, and you know, there is a few things that we want to help them with when we go out there. Okay, so that's
all. What about language and food? How did you find that?
Dobrodan.
That's it. That's all we know. Good day.
That's as far as I've got. You know, I had something else down in my hand this morning to say to you, but it's rubbed off, so I can't remember it. So they are. I'm still learning it as we go along, and there is a few people out there who speak English, and we got by when we were out there. It's not that easy, but hopefully, we'll maybe even get a chance to teach them some English lessons, you know, and that would be good, you know. So,
what about, you know, you've experienced the church service along with myself and a few others, different language, different culture, but what did you notice about that service halfway around or a quarter of the way around the world? How was it the same as the things that we do here?
Yeah, well, certainly from a worship point of view, the worship was obviously in Croatian, but the tunes were very familiar. So, you know, the tunes that they're singing in Croatian, we're singing here in English, and you can certainly pick them up as you sit in the service. You maybe can't sing Croatian, but you can certainly pick the tune up and, you know, be a part of that. And that's good, you know. And certainly, as I said, they've got a prayer convener in the church too that looks after the prayer side. And that's good to see too, somebody that's overall trying to promote prayer in and through the church. So that's good. But you know, I think there are churches that need to reach out more into the community, as every church does, and hopefully, you know, we'll be able to help them do that as we go there.
Well, you kind of sort of nearly answered the last question that I was going to ask you. Having been before on a like a fact-finding mission, as it were, what are you looking forward to most now when you go back out to Croatia in July?
Well, there's a verse in Psalm 34, verse 10, and it goes, if we walk with the Lord, he will supply everything that we need. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing how God's working through the team and how we can help work among the Croatian church out there, the Baptist church, and help them in their walk with the Lord.
Thank you, Norman. Now, Barbara, you've just heard about Croatia non-stop. Mark's been talking and talking and talking and talking about it.
It's not like him.
It's not like him. No, Mark went out with us on our little fact-finding mission, so he's roped Barbara and Aaron in to go in this time as well, and they're going to extend it into a little bit of a family holiday after they do the church work and stuff there. So what are you going out to do, Barbara?
Well, initially you said, we were just going to go out to help and support, but this has elaborated a wee bit more since Neil said this. So we have gone from that to realising that we're not really quite sure anymore what we're going out to. I think the phrase "laid back" was used, which is highly how they are.
I know the word "laid back" is laganini. I know two words in Croatian. They are very laganini.
So their sort of attitude is, "I'll come over and see, and we'll work it out when you get here." So, but we've decided we maybe should be a wee bit more structured than that. So we're taking some work out with us. That the team have decided that they feel that God has led us in, and that work is, and a lot of the older children should know it, the wordless book, basically. Concentrating on the colours, as you maybe have seen, because our kids in the juniors have been doing it for the last 5 weeks, and hopefully they've come home with their wee bracelets and stuff and have been able to tell parents what the colours represent. So there's the five colours, which is basically the gold, which represents God the King, the black, which is sin that came into the world, the red, which is the blood of Christ, the white is then how it has cleansed us. And because of God's blood being cleansed, we now have new life. And that they are the concepts that we're going to be working, hopefully, with the kids.
Yeah, and that's I suppose you can use those colours in any country in the world, because a colour is a colour and it can represent anything. So the language barrier doesn't matter. There'll be people there to help and with the language. And that's very good thing to take out. But of course, you're prepared that you might have to do something completely different. So
yes, we're being flexible. I think that's what the team are saying.
I think Barbara's really relishing in this being flexible part.
I like to know what I'm at. But yeah. No, everybody keeps telling me this is a walk of faith, so that's what it is.
Well, what are apart from trying not to freak out because you don't know what you're doing, what are you most looking forward to when you go to Croatia?
The thing that I thought for the week was I'm really looking forward to is my life, like everybody else's here, is full of stuff. Busy things, work, home, family, all seems to be priority, all seems to need to be done. And whilst in my heart I know I should be giving more time to God, it doesn't seem to always happen. So I'm really looking forward to, as a person, as a mother, as a family, as a team, with other Christians from another country, just spending a whole week dedicated to God, and that's what it is.
Well, we trust that you'll all have that experience. We certainly had that experience whenever we were out. So thank you very much, folks, for sharing a little bit with us. And we look forward, whenever they come back after July, probably in September time, we'll hear how the team got on and what they did and the boys and girls that they met out there. Because there are boys and girls in Croatia just like you boys and girls that we have in here today. Not exactly like you, but boys and girls who like the kind of things that you like. Some older boys and girls who are on Facebook and social media and facing all the same problems. So we're just human beings all around the world. And wherever we're at around the world, when we love Jesus, we're part of the body. We're part of this thing called the church. But we're glad to be in this church today. And just before we finish off our service this morning, we're going to have prayers for others, for other people who are not with us today or other people around the world. And Amy and Sophie are going to come up and lead us as we all pray together for other people. So girls, come on, you on up.
Let us close our eyes and bow our heads as we come to God in prayer. pray for our families and friends today, Lord, that you will keep them safe. We pray for everybody in church today and for those who could not be here because of illnesses or because they have no way of getting here or just too scared to come because they know nobody here. We pray that you, God, will keep everybody healthy and that all those who are here today will enjoy not just today, but every day they come to church. Help us and let us know those who are scared to come that they will like it here. And I pray that everyone knows that you can pray everywhere and anywhere, not just in church or when later prays. We also pray for all the babies in the world that you have made, that they will grow up tall and strong. Thank you, God.
We pray for children in school that are having a tough time, like those who have had someone pass away, and for their families. We pray for other families that need fresh water, food, blankets and pillows, and other things that they may need to keep them safe and healthy. We ask you, God, to keep the team safe as they travel to Croatia. Please help them to build relationships and friendships with the people in the church and the village, and that they will share the good news of the gospel. Amen.
Thank you, girls. And I think before we sing our last piece of praise today, we should give all the boys and girls who read, who sang, who collected our offering, who all took part, and our musicians and everyone who's been helping out today, give everyone a big round of applause. So we're coming to our last item of praise. We're going to stand together and sing Far and Near, Hear the Call. We're going to stand together and sing then. Parents, if you can come down, remember to lift your kids. They'll be at the front here. I will go to the door and shake hands with anyone who wants to shake hands. I get a pound for every hand to shake, so I like to be there. I don't like to miss any Sundays. And you're all warmly invited to come round for a cup of tea and share with us after the service. So let's all stand together and sing Far and Near, Hear the Call. Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and remain on each of us, both now and forevermore. Amen.